In case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. Maddie was away today. I've got Lockie here in the studio on his phone. So instead of me like just putting together like a big old podcast, which I don't really know how to do, Maddie usually edits the podcast. So what I might do is a little, kind of maybe a little mini pod, do you think?
Are you inviting me in? Because you didn't warn me about this.
No, you were just literally sitting there on your phone scrolling through thinking, oh, Josh, hurry up, Josh, get out of the studio.
I was like, I've got my own stuff to be doing here, Josh. Look, I'm happy to do it. I obviously do have a appearance fee that we need to negotiate.
Yeah.
I'm high in demand. Yeah. But look, I'm happy to help out.
Name someone else that needs you right now.
Ballarat. The people of Ballarat need the workday hits right now. No, look, thanks
we
for having
me. We need to
on.
Know who's dating who in Hollywood.
Yes, yes. I need to tell you about Justin Bieber's dreadlocks, because that is actually something that... Did you read about that?
I read snippets, and it's... I mean, can white people have dreadlocks?
Well, this is the debate. Is this
question.
Cultural appropriation?
Yeah.
I think it is.
You think it is?
Well, especially Justin Bieber, because he's done similar stuff in the past.
Didn't he do cornrows as well? Was that him?
It probably was.
But the other thing is, I feel like I think this may be an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
I feel like female artists get away with it.
Well, Adele, do you remember when she did that photo where she was like in Jamaica? She had cornrows.
Yeah.
But
I don't understand. I don't know why people got angry at her, because she's in Jamaica. She obviously got it done by someone, a Jamaican, maybe someone who had a hut on the beach and was trying, like, a small business.
Yeah.
If you're in Jamaica and they want to kind of include you in some of their culture, is that
where's
that?
The line?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, we're also two white guys talking
we
about
are.
It, so we do need to admit that. But I don't know, like... I don't know, but yeah, I guess from me, I kind of like read what people say about it who are in that community.
Yeah.
I know that people aren't happy with the dreadlocks by Justin Bieber.
Okay.
I think as well, looking at it, like removing that kind of like, I don't know, like sociocultural, political aspect, like they just look bad.
They do. They
aesthetically
do look bad.
So there's also that from Justin Bieber. But yeah, I'll be talking about that on the Workday Hits. Billie Eilish is releasing new music, so that's
exciting. She looks totally different.
She's gone blonde.
She looks gorgeous.
I mean, she was blonde when I first found Billie Eilish in like 2015, like when she was like really
You're
unique.
Like a first. You yeah, found no. her on SoundCloud, did you?
No. This is when she was like on another radio station. Like,
oh, really?
They were like... they'd kind of, oh, there's this 14-year-old that's up and coming.
Oh, right.
And I remember being like 14, and I'm always a skeptic. I'm like, okay, well, clearly someone's pushing an agenda here by having. But I listened to that EP that she first did, and I was like, this is really good.
What was that Ocean Eyes?
Yes. Yeah. Ocean Eyes. I was like, geez, this is really good stuff.
Yeah.
And now she's releasing her second album. It's going to go number one everywhere.
Yeah.
And I love the new look.
Yeah.
I reckon she looks really cool.
She's gone from like dark to light.
Yeah. It's like, kind of because it's such a stark contrast, it works.
Exactly.
Good for Billie Eilish. I do like Billie Eilish as well.
Yeah,
I like that she's kind of a little, maybe not down to earth, but she at least kind of gets it.
Yeah. Well, she hasn't come from money.
Well,
has she?
You don't know about this.
I thought she came from like a small house.
This is the kind of narrative, but her parents are in the industry. Doesn't mean they have money, but like they're well into the industry. And like apparently there's like some kind of like, is Billie Eilish... an industry plant, they call them.
What do her parents do?
They're both actors. Or like they're in the film industry. I think maybe her dad's a producer or something. Her mum's definitely like a voice actress.
Right.
And like so they her brother was in Glee.
Phineas.
Yeah,
was he
was in Glee.
Like a main role or like...
Like one of those, when Glee became bad,
yeah.
He was one of those people that was into like,
Yeah.
He was one of those. So look, was he in the Glee? No.
He wasn't in the Glee.
He wasn't in the Glee, but he was in Glee.
Ugly.
He was ugly.
No, Glee. Yeah, wow, okay. So a little possible nepotism there going on.
Yes, I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, it's a bit like how I was telling you about one Australian band that their parents brought a record label for them.
Yeah, we can say that. Shepherd.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, girl,
I don't think Shepherd's listening to this.
No. And that's surely nepotism.
That is nepotism.
Because we both have a mutual friend who She claims, I think she went to school with them, but they were like a year ahead of her
something. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like in Brisbane, where she's
from. Oh, yeah, I know.
And I had no idea. I thought they were just, you know, they worked their way up, but I had no idea that their parents bought the record label.
I don't think it was like a big one. Like it wasn't like they bought Sony Australia. But yeah, even the but money to buy
exactly,
a record label,
exactly,
you're on good money.
Total nepotism.
I made an album when I was younger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like me and my sisters would sit there and like write music. But when I say write music, we'd press record and just sing unfiltered for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then my older sister would convert that into an album. So she'd chop it up for us. Like album 1 to 12.
Surely there is audio somewhere.
I hope there is. I was thinking about this the other day. And, like, we'd then go out and do album covers. So me and my sister – so my older sister was a producer. Me and my sister had our own albums.
Uh-huh. Individual albums?
Individual albums. Yeah. We also had a – we do have a – like a debut single for, the trio. But for we have individual albums
the
as
Jonas
well.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were the Kilby siblings. I don't think we ever made a name. But, yeah, I had my own. It was called – it was when I – it was 2004. Mm. I remember the year because it was like debut album. Like you'll always remember when you make your debut album.
Yeah.
2004, I was, what, 6? Mm-hmm. It was called All to Myself. And it was really deep. Yeah.
How – you were 6?
I was 6,
Were you singing about, like, toys?
I can't remember.
I want you all to myself, teddy bear.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hit waiting to happen. Have you done it too? You've clearly.
Sang for my HSC, my high school certificate.
Oh.
For music in year 12.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a little bit more impressive than a 6-year-old making an album.
Well, I mean, you could if you kept with it, you could have. You could be where Billie Eilish is.
That's
right now.
That's true.
If you kept with it.
So you did singing.
I sang.
We're
I sing
more about you.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. I sang and I played
Don't
guitar.
Do that.
I sang and I played guitar for. You had to do 4 pieces,
yeah.
And one I composed a piece.
Yeah.
I sat and I did 3 performances.
Wow.
So I sang and guitar. I sang for all of them, I think, in guitar and, yeah.
That's really interesting.
So, yeah, the audio is probably out there somewhere.
Wow. Was it a band or just you?
I was getting scored, but I had a band around me
who
would play the
music.
Oh,
I know what you're talking about.
So you can't do a backing track. Everything has to be played.
That's pretty cool. And they do it live and they watch you.
They do it live and like four judges from the high school certificate or music segment come and just stare at you and judge you. And that there's no one else in the auditorium apart from those 4 people because you can't have any distractions.
Mm.
So for the actual, for the like scored performance, it's 4 people. Three, on a judging panel in front of you, and then everyone else leaves, apart from the band and you.
Wow.
And you sing, you do your 4 pieces or your 3 pieces.
See, I know.
And then you just leave. You don't say anything to them. But obviously.
That's awful as well, because as a performer, like, you get your validation
you
immediately.
You feed off the audience.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the clapping.
And they just sit there.
It's like
how
intimidating.
It's like how.
It's like The Voice.
Exactly. Well, it's also kind of like how I've heard stories about Saturday Night Live auditions where you go up and they do it on stage 9 or whatever it's called. And no, it's just silence as these people do their impersonations and their impressions.
And awkward
because no one's
comedy.
Allowed to laugh. Exactly.
Yeah.
Apparently Lorne goes, no, nobody laugh. Nobody laugh. Oh. That's Lorne.
I've heard,
apparently.
I've heard bad things about Lorne Michaels.
Really?
Yeah. But then I've heard, I don't know him personally, obviously, because I'm not engaged in the New York comedy scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
It intimidates me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's been doing it for like 30 years or 40 years.
Yeah.
So surely if there's going to be some allegations brought out there
true.
Soon.
But then everyone loves him too, like Tina Fey.
Everyone who's worked with him says he's awesome.
Well, I told you about Jenny Slate.
Oh,
who was like, this guy is like awful.
That's true.
And if no one's listened to Jenny Slate's podcast, stop this and go listen to it.
Stop this right now.
That is good. She's really funny too.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, there is no podcast episode this week. This is all you're getting, unfortunately. So if you made it this far, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
I'm just so sorry.
But thanks for coming. Like, it was great to have you listen to us for this unfiltered 10-minute conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
We've covered a lot.
We have covered a lot.
And if you do want my debut album, like, I may be able to do a Taylor Swift re-record.
Do you remember the lyrics?
I remember the lyrics to one song.
Okay, go ahead. Just give me, like, the chorus.
It was, listen to my dreams, life still was. That was how it went. I don't remember anything else.
Life still was.
Life still was, listen to my dreams. I remember sitting, that was actually a written song. That was like the one that I'd written.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my sisters, we all remember that our debut single. That was a smash. But that's good. So maybe for another time. Because like you need harmonies. It's like a big production.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So if, look, I'm happy to do my debut album all to myself, recreate that. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
And if you
want
to recreate a HSC performance for us well, here
I did,
in the office,
I did,
I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, sure. I did some like songs from established artists, so I think there might be copyright issues. But who knows?
We'll write your own.
I might write my own.
I'm keen to hear that. Right.
If you before we finish, if you were seriously an artist,
yes,
and you were making music, what type of music would you make?
Like me personally?
Yeah. Like would you be like pop, or would you be like Chainsmokers, electric dance pop?
See,
or
like I don't know. I feel like pop would be fun.
Yeah.
But I feel like if I was an artist, I've always felt like in myself, like when I think about my career and where I want to go with this, I'm always kind of, I think I am more like poppy to dance.
Uh-huh.
Maybe like a male Dua Lipa. That's me. I'm a male Dua Lipa.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. That's good.
Dua Lipa.
What about you? Where are you going with your music
I
career?
Think I always imagine myself like an amalgamation between the Chainsmokers and Charlie Puth.
Oh, okay. Oh, he's really like hands on.
He
with
makes
his music.
He like produces his own, which I think is what I would want to try and do.
Yeah.
But I would try to make the sound more Chainsmokery because I just think the Chainsmokers, like they've got like a, I feel like it, their songs would be awesome in like stadiums.
Yeah. Although I feel like this is better than the Chainsmokers, Josh. I feel like the
Chainsmokers. There's just someone who comes to mind.
Yeah,
sure. There's probably I don't know who else.
I'm trying to think of someone where
Peking
I'm like...
Peking Duck, maybe?
Peking Duck, that's
mixture
a good one.
Of Peking
Duck. Because they're good
and,
live as well. I think Peking Duck is like... Whereas I don't... I mean, I've not seen the Chainsmokers live. Like, someone could probably say, yeah, they're amazing. But I think Peking Duck, it's like they're live, they're great.
Yeah.
Peking Duck and Charlie Puth, I'd be interested to hear that.
A comp.
Yeah,
I think I'd do that.
What about Peking Puth?
Charlie Duck?
Charlie Duck. That's your name. That's a cool name too.
Charlie Duck?
Charlie Duck.
But I spell it like how they spell it, like
D-U-K.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Charlie Duck.
So Josh is becoming Charlie Duck and I'm Duda Looper.
Duda Looper.
Yeah.
Duda Looper. Duda Looper.
All right, well,
Charlie
stay tuned
Duck.
For our debut albums because this is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm keen for that.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your week. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow with Maddie for an actual podcast.
For something of substance.
See you then.
See ya.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.